Welcome to episode 53 of the Thrash Report. My name is Chris. And joining me, my co-host, my partner in crime, Jim Osborne. Jim, what's going on, buddy?
And I say unto thee, say, baby, don't lay down with me. Say, baby, don't lay down by my side. I think that's so quick.
Primus, those goofy FMers.
I'm doing good. I'm in my nice chilly basement after a hot day outside.
Dude, right? I just got back. I closed my rings, so we're in a wellness challenge for work. So we have teams
of
four people, and we gotta exercise. We gotta get our move ring closed. We gotta stand. You gotta stand at least I don't remember how many minutes per hour or something. I get at least 12 hours in per day.
Yeah.
So far, pretty good. I only missed one day, and that was because I forgot to charge my watch, and so my watch died. And so, yeah, we're gone 2 weeks, so pretty good. I was going to post that to our weight loss group, our fitness group on the Facebookers.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, I was outside. I did my little walk, a two-mile walk. I was sweating. You can see I'm shiny. Look at how shiny I am.
Nice. Glistening. You're glistening.
I'm glistening. So those of you that that are new, we are the podcast about thrash and all things heavy. And we're going to go ahead and jump in and talk about some cool news and headlines that are happening in the world of metal, hard rock, and all things heavy. We got some awesome new releases. And then every week we go back in time. We have a segment that we call Back in the Day. Back in the day. Well, that was back in the day. And if you weren't there, it doesn't matter anyway, because you wouldn't understand. We take a look at a release that maybe we missed. Maybe it's something from, 10, 20, even 30, maybe 40 years ago that still withstands the test of time. And it's fun to talk about those as well.
Yeah.
So, Jim, any other thing you want to cover before we start rolling?
I got a package delivered today.
Yeah? What do you got?
I ordered a new speaker.
Oh, nice.
I'm endorsed by Marshall. Yeah, if you're watching this, you'll see I've got a Bluetooth speaker here by the amp company Marshall. We all have seen their stacks on every stage we ever see live. And this thing packs a punch, man. Holy shit.
It kicks your ass. It kicks your face.
It kicks your balls into outer space. Arrived today. Very cool. Portable. I can take it wherever I go.
Nice.
Yeah, that's my big exciting news.
Dude, I like it. We're going to go ahead and jump in and talk about our sponsor, because we could not do this without our sponsors. We want to give a big shout out to Discover CBD Twin Cities. They have a great offer for all of you listeners. Discover CBD Twin Cities. They offer safe, top-tier CBD products at the highest quality. All their products are third-party lab-tested. They're manufactured in an ISO 7 clean room. They're all organically grown and sourced from Southern Colorado. They encourage you to try the soothing, relaxing, tasty new Delta 8 line of edibles. Go ahead and check them out now at discovercbdtwincities.com. Remember, use the code THRASH for 20% off your order and free shipping. So thank you to Discover CBD Twin Cities for their support. Let's jump into some headlines. We have a moving headline. This first story we're going to talk about. It's about Will and Jada Smith's daughter, Willow.
So people may know that Jada Pinkett Smith is a metalhead. She's in a rock band and has passed that down onto her daughter. And she, being a metalhead and black, was bullied by people for liking rock music. People saying things like, shouldn't you listen to hip hop and stuff like that and other stupid bullshit. And she talks about being on stage, and when the lights go down and the people come up and there's racial slurs being yelled at her, and she how to well it's hard to handle that on stage, and she often wants to just run off stage and just get away from it, but she powers through. But just some stupid bullshit.
That is sad, man. That is absolutely you know, we're definitely open. Listen to whatever makes you happy, man. Willow goes on to say in this interview, basically, being a Black woman in a metal crowd is very, very different on top of all the pressures that the music industry puts on you. You know, now it's like added pressure in the metal culture, in the metal world, and just rock in general, she says. She said that in school, she actually would get bullied even for listening to bands like Paramore and My Chemical Romance. Again, both bands that my daughter listens to. Yeah, that's just sad, man. Absolutely.
Yep. And then there's a link in this article that I found this article on metalsucks.net, and there's a link to Lemmy, and he's kind of talking about the same stuff. Someone sends him a letter. He's reading fan mail or something, and the person, the fan, says the same kind of story. So his YouTube video up on our playlist for this episode, and you can check it out. But basically, he just shoots it down too, and
since I'm Black, other Blacks put me down and say that I'm a disgrace to the killer. Tell them to shove it, boy. Jimi Hendrix did all right, remember? Being like that about another killer is the same as Hitler was about being Jewish and about other colors. You cannot be just one color. Tell them to go to hell.
A reminder to not be non-racist, but be anti-racist. The difference being anti-racist, you hear it, you see it, call it out.
That's right.
Don't let people get away with that bullshit.
Don't let them get away with that. And for those of you that may not have known, again, go ahead and check out Wicked Wisdom. That's Jada's metal band.
Darkness comes, his haunting eyes whisper her unworthy demise. His weakness peels away her skin, consoles his illness deep within. Violated mental girl is just enough to hate this world. A big body betrays the young and steals her from a loving one. Something inside of me is pissed. Something inside of me could throw a 10,000 pound fist.
That, I don't know exactly. I know that there was a couple solo tracks out by Willow Smith, but now is Wicked Wisdom kind of resurrected that band with Willow now as the singer? Is that what's happening? I didn't really catch the entire lineup change there.
Yeah, she has an original pop punk hard rock song that she recorded with Travis Barker.
That's right.
And said that it's a Mother's Day gift for her mom. And it was a brief reunite for Wicked Wisdom.
Got it. Okay.
And Willow was the front woman.
Cool.
Both received quite well by the rock world at large.
Yeah, I actually, Wicked Wisdom was at a festival that I was at, and I didn't know them. And I didn't know Jada. I didn't know Jada Smith was actually in the band. But yeah, at a festival, and I must have been at a different stage, or I missed them. But cool. Well, again, that's sad. We're definitely going to move on. And in the spirit of Pride Month and the honor of Pride Month, let's go ahead and talk about this story about, again, the true metal god, Rob Halford.
This is great. Yeah, so I just saw the headline and thought, oh, Rob Halford coming out. Like, I remember hearing the news way back when, and so I didn't remember the story behind it. So I read the article, and so he said to quote him in the article, he said, "I was doing the rounds in New York City and ended up at MTV talking about this project. In the casual course of conversation, we were talking about the overall music and direction and the feelings. And I said something to the effect of, well, speaking as a gay man, blah, 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 blah. And then I heard the producer's clipboard bounce on the floor. It was one of those gay sharp intakes. Oh my God, he's come out." So he accidentally outs himself on MTV in an interview and just rolls with it and goes. And we all know the story after that. That
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Shout out to Rob Holford. Interestingly enough, I saw him on social today in the studio laying down some vocals.
Nice.
Something we don't know. So yeah, interesting. We'll see what we'll see comes of it. So I'm excited, and I got some cool Judas Priest news coming up later on in the episode.
Oof. Can't wait.
So we all remember
Dimebag Darrell was shot and killed in Columbus. The former Pantera guitarist was performing with his band Damage Plan, which included his brother, at the Al Rosa Villa December 8, 2004, when a gunman rushed the stage and shot him several times. Three people, not including the gunman, died in the shooting.
We all remember this club when kind of our, obviously their lives have changed, but you know, the metal community, all of our lives changed. This one was really one that kind of hit me really hard as one that had seen Pantera several times, you know, this close to Dimebag. You know, I mean, I was right there. And so, and all of a sudden realizing, hey, it'll never happen again. Right. And it really kind of hit me hard. But yeah, this is crazy. That venue now is
the Al Rosa Villa.
Yep.
In Ohio.
That's right. Yeah. Just in outside of Columbus, I believe. They've been operating as a music venue for over 45 years. And we know kind of what happened December 8th, 2004 is one of those, you know, hey, where were you when you found out moments, right?
I know exactly where I was. Yep.
And so now it's crazy. They're going to the now defunct venue, right? Obviously, a lot of things happened. Plus, we had COVID on top of that. It was listed for sale of a price about $1.295 million back in December of 2019. And this now will become an affordable housing project.
The project will consist of 3 four-story buildings and a total of 180 1, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom units that will serve residents at a variety of income levels.
So we feel as though Dimebag would approve.
Yep. I remember finding out. I was sitting in my office listening to one of the morning shows, the classic rock station, and they came out and they broke the news, and I just, like, everything just stopped. You know, it's totally one of those moments. And, you know, I cried. It was fucking sad. I mean, he's my guitar hero and he gets murdered senselessly on stage. I mean, along with, was it 3 or 4 other people? And
yeah, I have a DVD of the Behind the Music. It's kind of tough to watch. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, they don't show the officer shooting the guy, the suspect, but you know, they show the camera sitting there stationary, and then you see the cop walking through it afterwards, and he's holding the shotgun by the barrel just walking through, and you can see the look on his face. He's like, what the hell just happened? What did I just have to do? And you know, he's not an officer anymore. He's been through a lot of counseling, and just, you know, he wasn't shot, but he's a victim. He's
So that moment in history, that spot now will become a new affordable housing project. So let's go ahead and switch to another story. And this one, it's been nearly 8 years since the band God Forbid broke up.
Yeah.
And again, grab this from Metal Sucks. You know, it's funny because I wasn't, I was kind of late to the game. I didn't really know of. I mean, I knew of the name, but I didn't really know they were until you introduced me to them, actually. One of the earlier episodes, we talked about God Forbid, and I was like, holy crap, these guys are good.
Oh, yeah.
So what do we know here, man?
Well, there's been talk for a while, or I don't know if it's really been rumors, but, you know, people always keep asking, you know, are you guys going to get back together? Are you going to get back together? And I believe it was on Doc's podcast, the X-Man podcast, which go check it out. It's awesome. I've said it before, Doc is an amazing person, and I'm a big fan of his. So, yeah, he was talking on, I think he did an episode where he just fielded questions from fans and callers or whatever. And one of them was, are you guys going to get back together? To put it short, he said, it's a matter of when, not if.
Ooh.
And he says Bad Wolves is still his first priority. And the other members of the band, you know, they have stuff going on in their lives too, you know, family and jobs and everything. So it's being a matter of when they can all get together and make it work. But all the members are up for it, I guess. So that would be awesome. And my little nugget about God Forbid, have you ever been to Eel Pout Festival?
Heard of it? I've heard of it. Yeah. God, they're ugly, yeah. Aren't they?
Oh, yeah. So what it is, it's a big festival up in northern Minnesota on a lake. And, you know, it's ice fishing tournament. And you fish for these creatures called eel pout. They're like, you know, just these slimy, ugly things. And
I'm in Walker, Minnesota for the Eel Pout Festival. In case you're not familiar, the eel pout is one of the ugliest fish in the world. Every year, 10,000 people come to Leech Lake to drink, fall down, do the polar pout plunge, kiss an eel pout.
There we go, we got a little kiss for the pout.
Watch a bikini show. Play Hammerschlagen, and oh yeah, maybe do some fishing, you know.
Anyway, this is back in probably 2004, and my sister-in-law had a portable radio that had the portable satellite radio, and I think it was XM at the time, it was before the merger, and, you know, I said, well, there's got to be a metal channel, so we found it, and I believe it was, speaking of Dimebag too, I don't remember which was first, but the first two songs I heard on satellite radio was Antihero by God Forbid and I think Save Me from Damage Plan.
Nice.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, if they can get back together, that would be amazing if they had were able to write something and or even just go tour and play their old stuff. I'm on board.
Cool, dude.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we are waiting for that to happen. We have some great releases that we're going to talk about now. One of the first ones that I want to talk about is this one that is from right here in Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Sheboygan.
And that's Toxic Ruin. And this is one that Jim, you threw this into our notes. And they were formed in 2014 with this mission of kind of blending classic thrash and old school death, but then have this modern technicality to it. And it's freaking awesome. So,
yeah. Yep. And I had the pleasure of seeing them at the warehouse in La Crosse that we've talked about so many times. They came through probably 2 years ago now, and great show. And if you do have them, if you host them at your venue, beware, they will do a review of your bathroom facilities.
Good to know.
Yep. So they have a new album coming out in August. Or it's coming up, but they have three songs out right now. Ritual Rebirth, Divine Acclamation, Nightmare Eclipse, all brutal, all awesome. Check them out.
Absolutely. Yeah, they played you know, they were playing in 2019, they played a bunch of festivals, including the Full Terror Assault and the Slam Dakota. Plus, they won second place at the 2019 edition of the Wacken Metal Battle USA. Dude, that's saying something.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So yeah, Toxic Ruin, go check out their forthcoming sophomore album, Nightmare Eclipse. This next one is one where I had no idea what this was. I don't know. It had like Paul Hogan on the front of it. I'm like, what's happening?
Yep.
So you sent this one over. This band formed in 2011 in Australia named Hidden Intent.
Yeah.
Where did you come across these guys?
Well, I was going to mention I a little later on, but I joined a couple of groups on Facebook this week. And one of them was called The New Wave of Thrash Metal. It's a Facebook group that I just joined and tagged you in it. And I believe you joined too.
That's right.
A very cool thrash page. It's one of those where there's a ton of posts, kind of takes up your feed, but in a good way, because obviously we love thrash. So I was just looking through this and someone had posted their top 10 albums of the year so far. And this Hidden Intent was number one. So I thought I'd check it out. And holy shit. Awesome.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah,
we have, again, we know everything we talk about here today. Make sure you go to our YouTube channel and check out the playlist for episode 53. We're going to have links to all these tracks and you can get links to all of our socials and a link to our YouTube channel at thrashreport.com. Yeah, so their third album came out just this last February. Yeah, I was listening to it today. It's pretty awesome, pretty good. And I think, you know, this album art here, that is real koala bears that I've heard. They are pretty pissy and they're like, I always like, well, they're so cute, I want to pet a koala, but I heard that, you know, They're pretty evil, and they got chlamydia and shit. I don't know. I think that's true.
I have no idea. That's not my trivia realm.
Did you know that as much as 61% of koalas in some places are infected by chlamydia? How'd they get that?
So Hidden Intent, go check them out.
Yeah, Dead End Destiny is the newest album.
This one showed up in my feed, and you know, I can't remember. This is how horrible it is, dude. I don't remember if we featured Hammer King on the Thrash Report before. I don't know. Does it ring a bell for you? Because I couldn't find it. But anyway, so their fourth album is just dropped, and they formed in 2015, and they're kind of that metal tradition of like Iron Maiden and Judas Priest. Dude, I listened to the first few tracks and it's freaking killer. I mean, it's good. It's kind of like that, like I said, you know, that power metal-ish. Traditional style, yeah. You know, some good clean vocals, some vibrato in there, but yeah, it's pretty good. So Hammer King, go check out their self-titled, it's their fourth studio release, and yeah, check out Hammer King. They're pretty rad. I like them.
Seems like something you would love.
Wait, are you saying I have a style? What?
little bit. Yeah, you're that power metal more than I am.
I do. I am a fan of some upcoming releases that are going to be happening here. This other one that dropped, this is, again, their brand new debut release called Inhuman Condition, called The Rat King. And again, this is a brand new band. They formed in like 2020. Like, this was a new, I mean, they formed, got their new release just dropped. I like it. It's heavy, dude. It's heavy.
Yeah. It's, I want to call it death metal.
Yeah, it is.
It's more death than thrash.
It is. I agree with that. But I was listening to this in the car today, and yeah, it's good. Good.
Is this in the car on your walk?
No, to a meeting this Cheetah. Morning. This was my wake up music this morning at 7:30. Yeah.
Dimension, worse than dreams any man has thought. What's left to rearrange mutation? What shall be will be evermore.
Yeah, and there is a interesting tie-in with Inhuman Condition. First off, I want to say I've been seeing them everywhere.
Oh, yeah?
Facebook, Twitter, just people are sharing the crap out of it. And Jeremy Kling is in the band. I believe he's doing the drums since he's a drummer and all. But we've talked about him before. He drums for Venom Inc. And he's also the drummer in the two-piece Gore Gang that did the cover of White Zombie.
That's right. And
so I've seen him sharing and saying thanks for all the shares, thanks for all the listens, because I think they're number one on some metal charts. And
dude, everybody's connected, man. We're all connected.
Yeah, and speaking of White Zombie, I got this week.
Nice.
My White Zombie shirt that I've wanted since I saw him live the first time when I was 17.
Right on.
Oh, that shirt is so cool. I'm gonna go get one. My pockets are empty.
That's awesome.
They stayed that way for a long time. And finally, a few weeks ago, I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to get it.
Dude, so I good for you, man. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So I'm looking at this album art for Inhuman Condition, Rat God. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that this art depicts this gentleman standing on a bunch of corpses. He's barefoot. And that kind of freaks me out a little bit. I always got to have shoes on. I got to be ready to go at a moment's notice. Ever since, you know why? Ever since I saw Die Hard. Remember Die Hard? He didn't have shoes. And it was a pain in the ass for him. Remember?
Shoot the glass.
That's that Christmas movie, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, believe it or not, like if there's like a tornado warning or like something happens, first thing I do, put my shoes on. Because you never know.
Shit, I'm scared now. I'm not wearing shoes right now.
Oh, dude. This next one, the Wiener sent this over to me. And you know how we had talked in the past about, you know, metal being interthrational. And one of the things that Jose mentioned was, you know, really kind of embracing different cultures and you know, bring us all together, right? So this is a band called Against Evil, and they're from India. They were formed in 2014. I can't pronounce the name of where they are in India. It's Visakhapatnam, India. And they say on their site that it is fist-pumping, bone-crushing heavy metal from India. And this is their second full-length album called End of the Line. So there's two things. One, it's good. It's kind of borderline like thrash. But then some of the songs have like more of like an 80s glam kind of feel to it. But that's the thing, is some of the heavier tracks that are thrash, it sounds like they could have been from anywhere. Like, I would not have known without reading the bio. So that was one of the things, like Jose was saying, right? Like, that's really cool and all, but you kind of like blend in with everybody else. Like, if you are from India, maybe blend in some more, you know, native to your culture type of sound. They can do whatever they want, but it's just something that is kind of top of mind now when I hear some of these other artists. But Against Evil, go check them out. They their second release dropped, called End of the Line.
I'm just thinking of the Metallica song.
We have, yes, right.
You reached the end of the line.
We do have a video for Against Evil in our playlist for this episode too. So go check them out. Dude, I am really excited. I want to clap. I'm so excited. Because we're actually having concerts to talk about. This is crazy.
It's awesome.
I know, right? So this next one, I might check them out. So again, we've talked about them in the past. I've known about them. They even have the endorsement of Ozzy Osbourne himself. And I'm talking about Mac Sabbath. This is the Black Sabbath McDonald's themed cover band. They announced a 2021 U.S. tour. You know, it says that they kind of burst onto the scene a few years ago. I wouldn't say that, but they were flowing on the underground for quite a while. But it's like weird, crazy, demented versions of like the mascots, right? So like everyone, the Hamburglar and Grimace, they're all like freaking demonic and shit. Well,
Grimace is the perfect name for it.
That's right.
Grimace.
Since the band toured extensively, they appeared at tons of major festivals too, like things like Psycho Las Vegas. And they're going to kick off this tour the end of August in San Fran at the Great American Music Hall. But they will be here in Minneapolis the 7th of September. And then they're going to be in Milwaukee the 8th of September. So yeah, one of those dates. I'm going to go check them out. It'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, I'll have to catch up to them.
So check out Mac Sabbath if you're into weird, demented McDonald's characters doing Black Sabbath covers. You know, there's a fetish for everything, bro.
Oh, yeah.
So the Metal Gods are hitting the road. All those rescheduled dates are coming back to the U.S. and Canada. And they're taking their Swedish friends, Sabaton, with them.
Hold on. I thought you were going to say they're taking their Swedish time.
No, they're Swedish metal maniacs.
Like, here comes Chris with a joke. Nope, just a country.
I'm not that quick. I'm not that bright. Anyway, so they did announce new dates for their American and Canadian leg of their tour, their 50 Heavy Metal Years tour this fall. And obviously, tons of things have been delayed, rescheduled, moved around. They go on and Glenn Timpton goes on to say, the time to don the leather and studs and roll out the priest machine.
Yeah.
And then Rob Halford chimes in and says, defending the heavy metal faith for 50 years, the priest is back. Super excited. I have tickets to this, to see Judas Priest and Sabaton, as well as a bunch of other bands that we're going to hear about in just a minute. So cool. Yeah. And I know like you're not a huge Judas Priest fan. I think that they put on such a great show. I'm a huge Rob Halford fan. So I'm excited. It'll be good. Yeah. Good time.
I was really looking forward to a couple of years ago when Ozzy was.
Oh yeah.
Dude. Ozzy Priest went out, but then I think, well, they have to cancel, or was that one of the COVID ones, or was that Ozzy?
No,
they had an old injury and they had to postpone.
Ozzy hurt himself. Yeah. Yep.
Tripped on a slipper or something and aggravated his old ATV accident.
Yes.
Injury or something.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and then Megadeth was supposed to fill in. And then I think that was last year and it got canceled.
Yep.
So.
That would have been a killer show. We also have some local live news.
Oh yes.
Dude, Krog and Tomorrow Brings New Blood. This is local here in Robbinsdale, Minnesota. So if you guys are around, go check out Eagle's Nest Lounge Saturday, July 10th, and check out Krog and Tomorrow Brings New Blood.
I will be there. Tomorrow Brings New Blood is awesome. I saw them open for Ex Mortis and Venom Inc. a couple years ago and really enjoyed it. But I'm very excited to go see Krog because I have yet to meet in person.
Yep.
The metal icon, Bobby Icon himself, our former guest Robert Carlson is a guitarist in Krog.
That's right. So hey, I'll confirm with my calendar, and then if you're going to be there, I'll be there. And let's do a meetup. Anybody local that's listening to the show, if you can make it, let's go ahead and do it, man.
Yep, it'd be metal and some of the best pizza you'll ever have from Broadway Pizza.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, two stones with one bird, man.
Awesome. Dude, I love it. I love killing two stones with one bird.
Yeah.
This next one, I think, you let me know about this a few years ago, and we kind of been trying to go.
Yep.
Hasn't quite worked out, huh?
No, I've been trying to go for the last, I think, 3 years, and I saw this announcement yesterday that... And again, I cannot make it because I have a nephew getting married the day, but it's called Dimestock. It's Wisconsin's 10th annual Pantera tribute show. That's in August 20th through the 22nd in Watertown, Wisconsin. And I know we've mentioned before Squidhammer Metal.
Yep.
I think they're the ones that put it on and are kind of in charge of the whole thing. Cast and Fire, Clash with Reality, Angra Boda, or Abe Vigoda.
Fish.
Sorry, guys.
Fish.
Angry Boda. Yeah, and I know looking at all of posts from previous years and videos and stuff, they like to blow shit up. So looks like an awesome time. I wish I could make it, but
that's awesome.
Can't make it this year.
This is August. The date's not on here. So this is August 20th to the 22nd in Watertown, Wisconsin. Where's Watertown in relation to you?
About 3 hours east. It's, I think, just west of Milwaukee.
Okay. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe a road trip. Maybe I can go check it out. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
So people, was this the one? Do people camp at this one too?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. That might be a fun time.
Yeah. Maybe I'll reach out to the guys and see if they want to come on and talk about it.
Dude, that'd be great. That'd be awesome.
Hell yeah.
And this next show is something called the Orlando Metal Fest in Orlando, Florida on September 11th. It's a one-day deal, but there's tons of bands. And dude, who's ready to throw down with Soulfly? Again, I can't wait to see Priest and Sabaton. Soulfly will be there. I don't know if Lacuna Coil is still on the bill. Some of this was the bill from 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And so they tried to recycle and keep some of the bands, but some of them couldn't make it. I know El Nino is going to be there, and a few others, but yeah, I'm stoked to see Soulfly, Sabaton, and Judas Priest. So I'm pretty excited. And there's also a band on there called the Convalescents,
mm-hmm.
which again, I wanted to check out. They have a brand new track called The Human Disease 2.0. They're going to be there as well. So, yeah, I'm stoked. I'll be in Orlando, Florida, September 11th to catch Judas Priest. And then I'm going to take a couple days R&R, maybe go to Disney World. I don't know. I always have hidden intent. Ooh!
Very nice. Total recall.
Stump me, bro. What do you got?
Some trivia. Do you know the correlation or the ring that brings Stephen King and Metallica together?
Stephen King and Metallica.
Yeah, we know Stephen King and Anthrax have a bunch of stuff, but Stephen King and Metallica.
My Friend in Misery?
No. Good guess, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it is shortly after Kirk Hammett joined the band. He was reading The Stand by Stephen King. And so to quote Kirk, he says, "One huge thing about my personal connection with Stephen King occurred when I was reading a chapter in The Stand. The chapter had a guy in prison who was waiting to ride the lightning. And I just thought, oh my God, what a cool collection of adjectives and nouns that is." So, of course, they wrote an album called Master of Puppets. I mean, Ride the Lightning.
Speaking of Ride the Lightning.
Yes.
Can I try to stump you?
Please do.
So, released in July 27th, 1984, almost a year to the day after the Rising Metal outfit dropped their debut effort, the band's second LP, right? Called Ride the Lightning. This was recorded in what city? Where did they record Ride the Lightning? Do you know this?
Copenhagen.
Ooh, close. Denmark. I don't know. Is that?
Copenhagen is in Denmark.
Oh, there you go. See, you know your geography.
I literally have a BS in geography.
I would say I know I have to F that up last time. I don't know where anything is on a map.
Give me a map. Just in the corners.
Give me a map. God damn you. You're good at Metallica trivia.
I've read a thing or two.
Good job.
Thank you.
Dude, let's go back in time.
Oh, yes.
Right. I'm really excited for these ones. We got a handful of some great albums that we're going to go back in the day with. What is this first one? I kind of forgot about it, and it came up in random the other day. This was one where it was the first time that I used just Apple Music's, well, at the time it wasn't Apple Music yet, it was iTunes, but it's the first time I used their recommendation engine. So I literally was on my phone, and it said, because you listen to this, this, and this, you might like this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we'll see about that. Right? You're not going to tell me what I like. And dude, it fucking rocks. It's so good. So nice. This is a band called Another Black Day. You know, they're like a melodic, hard-hitting, heavy metal. They were formed in 2004. They have like one release, this one self-titled album. They're based out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And this album came out in 2008. Now, they changed their name. They originally were called From the Ashes. And then they changed their name to Another Black Day. But this album is so good. I was hooked on it. I mean, it was like in heavy rotation for weeks. There's just something about it. I mean, it's got some melody to it. It's got some hooks. It's got some heavy stuff, yeah, it's really good. The vocalist is really good. So this was kind of that first time where I'm like, my music discovery was just like, you know, went way up. That was like, hey, you might like these guys. And I like mm-hmm. play the first two tracks. I'm like, okay, I'm adding this to my library. It's pretty awesome. So check out Another Black Day. It will not disappoint. Really good stuff.
Glory is above. Praise.
This next one was one that we talked. I don't remember if we talked about it on the podcast, but I know you and I touched on it, and that was nuclear assault. And we talked about, because we're, I think we're talking about Danny Lilker or something. I can't remember.
Yeah, how probably talking about Anthrax 40 again, since we always do.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, again, Dan Lilker was in Nuclear Assault. Now this album, however, was the first and only album to not feature Danny in this album. This was their fifth studio album. And again, they're American thrash out in New York. They were formed in 1984. This album in particular was released in February of 1993. And it was funny because, you know, they said this album was considered a departure from the band's early like hardcore punk thrash metal roots by incorporating kind of a slower groove metal sound. The title track released as a music video, which we added to our playlist. And the song was also featured in the ending credits for the movie Warlock the Armageddon in 1993. And also it was in the 2017 film It. So Something Wicked from Nuclear Assault, this album. I remember 1993, I was in college. Well, I was in, do you call it college? I was at a vocational school. I was at college.
You're institutionalized.
That's right. And I had my little portable, my Walkman with my cassette tape in it, right?
Yeah.
And I was at school and I wore this cassette out. Like the writing was worn off because it was just flipping it over, you know, continually. Yep. This album was so good. So I encourage you guys to check it out if you are, again, if you haven't, if you happen to miss this particular album from Nuclear Assault. Again, their fifth studio album called Something Wicked.
Now we've got one for our special friend, Tommy. Tommy,
heck you like that? Yeah, man.
Tommy.
Check this out, Tommy.
Out there in West Virginia.
Yeah.
This one's for you, Tommy.
Right on. This is their third studio album from our gang at Propane. This album, Contents Under Pressure, turned 25 years old. Yeah, and this is one where, you know, Propane, those of you that may know, you know, they started out as kind of this, you know, hardcore punk, more like hardcore. They gradually became more like a groove thrash oriented band. They're mm-hmm. really awesome. I didn't catch them until it was Foul Taste of Freedom. I saw them live and I think they opened for like Anthrax or something, and it just blew me away. Yeah. So then, dude, I was a fan. Boom. All it takes is one show and you're a fan.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So yeah, Propane, make sure you go check out Contents Under Pressure. This album turned 25 years old.
Yes. Unrelenting heaviness their entire career.
Heck yeah. Thanks, Tommy, for kicking that one over to us.
Yeah.
And again, we want to thank everyone for their continued support. We really do appreciate it.
And, couple follow-ups quick, though.
Yeah, what do we got?
Yeah, so I mentioned I joined a couple of Facebook groups, and one of them mentioned the new wave of thrash metal, but the other one kind of ties it. I was thinking about it when you were talking about nuclear assault, and because there's a Simpsons thing where Lisa says nuclear, and Homer says, no, Lisa, it's nuclear. So I kept, because I think I heard you say nuclear.
Nuclear?
Yeah, so I was thinking like making a meme of that between the Simpsons and metal, which is exactly what I was going to talk about, the Simpsons cult posting site on Facebook. So if you're a fan of metal, which if you're listening to this, you are, and if you like the Simpsons, check out Simpsons cult posting, and cult is spelled K-V-L-T, posting. It's hilarious. I've dropped a few in there, and I don't know, it's just, it's a good time. That's and awesome. I want to follow up too with going back to our trivia when you asked me about Metallica recording in Copenhagen. I thought you were going to ask who they met there, who was also recording there at the same time.
Oh, I didn't get that far in the reading.
Well, that was Merciful Fate.
Ah, yes.
So they awesome. Formed a bond back then. And
yep. Dude, their covers of Merciful Fate stuff is just so good.
That medley is amazing.
I know. Like, you know, it's funny because we talked about, I was listening to a podcast talking about reverse engineering. It was, you know, talking about productivity and the creative process and how, what plagiarism is and what copying is and how imitation, you know, is a serious, sincerest form of flattery, right? And all artists steal. I mean, there's a couple books about it. Steve Jobs have said that, right? And they brought up the idea of covers. I immediately thought of Metallica because, you know, they start talking about covers, how if somebody covers a particular song and it sounds just like the original, who cares? But when a band covers a song and they make it their own, it's freaking fantastic. And I was like, yes, exactly. But no, it was a really cool podcast. And so,
That's like Anthrax, watching the Anthrax 40 when they talk about antisocial and at the time. And then I think of one of their more recent ones where they, who they cover, Carry On My Wayward Son.
Oh, dude, that's so good. Oh my gosh.
I think that one sounds just like the original though. So then.
Oh no, dude, it's so heavy. It's really good. That's awesome. Cool. Well, I can't believe it's already been 43 minutes, dude. It goes by so fast. I want to thank everybody for following along on the live stream. Really do appreciate it. Thank you everyone for listening to the Thrash Report. We really do appreciate it. Please, we want to hear from you. Let us know how we're doing. Reach out to us. You can find all of our links and contact information at thrashreport.com. Please leave a review wherever you follow our podcast and, give us a, rate us and give us a review. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget, you can go to thrashreport.com, check out an archive of all of our episodes with the show notes, as well as look at merch. You can go grab a sticker, maybe a t-shirt, even a coffee mug. And you can also support us. We really appreciate that. You can support us, plans start as as little as 99 cents a month. And we really thank everyone for their support.
Very much. Thank you.
And Jim.
Yes, sir.
I think that's going to wrap for episode 53.
You said wrap.
Any words of wisdom before we jump?
Mine are more words of whiz. I'm kind of dumb. No, I don't, except for this has been an awesome year. Last week was episode 52. So, you know, like we posted, we just shared our first episode again as a rerun. And I think we've come a long way in this year, and it's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're going to keep on going, and we're going to try to get better and better as we go. Yep. Again, thank you everyone for following along. And again, even our rebroadcast of the very first episode got some great interaction on social too. We're talking about sound of white noise and that type of thing. So
yep.
Again, thank you everybody. We will see you next time on the Thrash Report. See ya.
Good later. Goodbye.